Let's head to Austin, Texas right now, where reporter Chris Fox is standing by on the fate of a Texas immigration bill, Senate Bill 4. First off, good morning, Chris. This is one that everybody's kind of looking at nationwide. Bring us up to date on Senate Bill 4 and what this means for immigration in Texas.
Governor Abbott signed Senate Bill 4 into law in late December, mid-December, and it was set to take effect in early March. The U.S. Department of Justice filed suit. They teamed up with the ACLU of Texas to try and stop it. What Senate Bill 4 does is it makes it a criminal offense to enter the state of Texas from Mexico illegally. And so it would be a Class B misdemeanor, penalties up to 6 months in jail. Repeat offenders, it would be a secondary felony, and that would come with a 2 to 20 year prison sentence. And so basically what Texas is trying to do is establish its own immigration law. And it would be allowed to be enforced by local police, could arrest migrants that they suspect crossed illegally, and state judges would be allowed to then deport them. These are two things that the U.S. Department of Justice and the ACLU of Texas have argued in trial court that would violate the Supremacy Clause. And federal law trumps state law, and immigration is federal law, not state law. And it is set to take effect. So far, like I said, the trial court found it unconstitutional, and they blocked it. Then the state of Texas appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court in New Orleans, and they did an emergency stay on the lower court decision, which would have allowed it to go in place in early March. Justice Samuel Alito of the U.S. Supreme Court then jumped in and blocked it from taking effect for a week, and then on Monday he did the same thing. So twice now the U.S. Supreme Court has blocked this law from going into effect. It is set to, his most recent blocking is set to expire at 4 p.m. today. So we've been feverishly monitoring the U.S. Supreme Court for the last 24 hours to see if they're going to extend the stay, blocking the law from going into place, or allow it to go into place. And so that's basically where we stand right now in Texas.
And if it goes into place, that could potentially open the door to different levels of law enforcement response, right?
Yeah, one of the arguments that was made was, first of all, state police and local police don't have any immigration law training. And when the bill was rolled out on the House floor, there was an amendment, attempted amendment added, that would have put aside money to train, but that was rejected. So it should be interesting to see how this goes. State police don't have immigration law in their history, so basically what Texas is trying to say in Governor Abbott's argument is that Texas is under invasion, in his words, and the state has a right to defend itself. He has said in the past that the passage of Senate Bill 4, he expects, would cut illegal immigration into Texas by up to 75%.
Mm.
And that's their argument, that it's constitutional. Traditionally, though, it has not been. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling previously that immigration laws can only be enforced by federal government. Those who are in opposition of Senate Bill 4 also say this would invite racial profiling. So if police did not see the person illegally cross the Rio Grande, could they just randomly arrest people? And it's been equated to the Arizona Show Us Your Papers law, which was shot down by the Supreme Court in 2012.
The interesting thing, too, is that, you know, immigration is becoming a hot topic. I mean, not becoming, it is a hot topic. And this all, you know, from this new information about a new arrest at the southern border of this suspected terrorist from Lebanon, it highlights the concern for, I would imagine, state and federal leaders about this guy that was apprehended at the border, claiming to be a member of Hezbollah, and said that he wanted to go to New York to build a bomb. I mean, when you start hearing stories like that, it gets everybody's attention, doesn't it?
Well, most definitely. And this has obviously been an issue in Texas forever. It has come to the forefront. Primarily, I think it was under Governor Perry previously.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that first started sending Texas National Guard to the border. And it was, I think, back in 2014 when Texas, 2013 rather, when Texas first established into their budget $800 million for defense, for border defense. And that's now up to, last year it was $10 billion for Governor Abbott's Operation Lone Star. which is a whole bunch of things, including the razor wire, the concertina wire along the border buoys, the busing migrants to sanctuary cities that are basically democratic cities. And so, yeah, this has been, obviously it is going to play huge in the upcoming presidential election as well.
No question. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin, thanks for the time. We'll look forward to the next time.
Thank you.